Hachette Audio presents You Can Do It! Written and read by Rob Schneider. To Patricia, Elle, Miranda, and Madeline. That's how I know God loves me. Because He gave me you.
Chapter 0. You're a Filipina.
If you go to America, all you and your children will ever be is maids. Look, I'd like to get to me as quickly as possible, as this is my book. But I must apologize, because before I can do that, I have to supply some needed backstory. Before we can make the leap to me and my life and my hopes and dreams and aspirations, we must first wade our way through adultery, a military scandal, and an underage girl. So here goes. Welcome to my book.
You're a Filipina. If you go to America, all you and your children will ever be is maids.
This is probably not the most positive or inspiring opining one could hope to hear, but it was precisely what my great-grandfather, Lolo Estacio, warned his daughter, my maternal grandmother, Victoria, who was then pregnant with my mother. Heeding her father's advice, Victoria never ventured to her husband's homeland, the United States of America. Before my mother, Pilar, was born, U.S. Army soldier Stanley Ulysses Monroe had left the Philippines for good. She would have to have a childhood and try to survive World War II without a father. So how did my mother's father, Stanley, end up in the Philippines anyway? The family rumor, always repeated in hushed tones, was that Stanley was something of a rascal. Michigan-born Stanley Monroe found a small studio apartment in which to live. The apartment building provided services: a shared bathroom, a shared kitchen, and a shared landlord's wife. Upon discovery by her husband, Stanley, long opposed to facial disfigurement, hightailed it to the nearest Greyhound station, where his money took him as far as Texas. After his family declined to help, he decided to be all he could be and join the U.S. Army. Now in uniform and with basic training completed, Private Monroe reported to his first duty station and was given his first assignment. As is customary, Army privates are given the lowly job of driving the jeeps for their superiors, which is how, and definitely why, most generals die in war, being driven by morons. Private Moron Monroe...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?